And from the KTOO newsroom, I'm Anna Canny. Budget cuts and stagnant state funding have burdened school districts in Alaska for years, and all of the candidates running for the Juneau School Board this year cite education funding as a top concern. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more on the three candidates running in the local election.
Two seats with three-year terms are open on the school board this year. Two of the candidates running are educators, and all have children attending Juneau schools. Brittany Choney Haywood is an administrative operations manager for the state and an adjunct professor of economics for the University of Alaska Southeast. She said the district's struggles with teacher recruitment and retention all tie back to state funding.
It is also somewhat outside of the school board's power, per se, but given our proximity to the state capitol, I think it'll be important for us to advocate and encourage all of our friends and family to advocate as well for that funding.
David Noon is a history professor at UAS and has served as faculty senate president, responding to budget cuts at the university level. He says inadequate public funding for education has brought district teachers and staff to a breaking point.
We've endured a lot of cuts beyond the point which the district can successfully fulfill its mission to our students, which is the most important job our community has before it.
Paige Sipiniski also works for the state and is a lifelong Juneau resident. She said while the district needs to address issues like lower enrollment and rising costs, she also wants to focus on improving student achievement in math, reading, and writing. She says any increase in state funding needs to be tied to that.
An increase needs to also increase our children's test scores, and we need to see an improvement along with any funding that's going to be increased.
One area where this year's candidates differ, that would be whether to allow transgender students to use bathrooms and play on sports teams that match their gender identity. Choney Haywood and Noon both said they believe students should be able to express themselves as they wish. Sipiniski says she believes in protecting girls' innocence.
Little girls should not have a transgender girl in the bathroom or on their sports teams because there is a biological difference, and I don't think it's appropriate for kids to be changing in locker rooms or using bathrooms with girls.
During a Juneau Chamber of Commerce candidate forum, the school board candidates also differed on the district's policy on which books should be available in school libraries. Choney Haywood and Noon said they support the current policy. Sipiniski said she opposes, quote, anything regarding gender, sex, religion, profanity, drug use, or race, unquote. Voting in this year's local election ends Tuesday. With help from Kitty Anastas, I'm Adeline Baxter in Juneau.
The Alaska State Medical Board is rewriting the regulations that govern how physicians' assistants, or PAs, practice in the state. But the Alaska Academy of Physicians' Assistants is outraged by the proposal, and they say it will restrict access to health care for all Alaskans. As Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra reports, the changes would hit rural Alaska especially hard.
John Western is a PA who works on Alaska's North Slope. At a recent hearing on the proposed regulation changes, Western said they would create unnecessary barriers and restrictions for PAs.
There's a critical shortage of providers, and the patients will be sick and suffer and die because there'll be a shortage of PAs.
Western was one of over 30 people who spoke against the proposed changes. Those included PAs, physicians, and healthcare administrators. Many expressed outrage and fear over what the proposed regulations could mean for healthcare in Alaska. No one testified in support of the changes. The proposed regulations would increase the amount of directly supervised hours before PAs could work in a remote area, from about 200 to over 2,000. That's about 14 months of training that would have to take place in an urban area. Teresa Lowe is a PA and a campus coordinator for University of Washington's PA training program in Alaska. She lives in Anchorage now, but she grew up in Mountain Village. And she's afraid the new regulations will turn PAs away from rural areas.
This could drastically reduce the amount of interest people have in moving into remote areas. It is completely devastating for the potential that we have because there are so many people that are willing and have so much excitement to go out to rural Alaska. But in 14 months, so much can change.
Physician's assistants can diagnose and treat patients and must be supervised by a physician. Their education usually includes 3 years of school and hands-on training. Lowe says even with more than a decade of experience, if she wanted to return to clinical work, she would need those 14 months of training again. And she says that's true of PAs who want to change their specialty too, something she's done a lot during her career.
One of the things that is so beneficial about being a PA is that you can change. I mean, I've done things. I've been a forensic examiner for our sexual assault response team. I'm teaching now. I've worked in occupational medicine, urgent care. I mean, I have all this wide variety of experience.
Members of the Alaska State Medical Board declined to answer even basic questions on the proposal because the regulations are open for public comment through October 3rd. But at least three large healthcare associations in Alaska are critical of the proposal. Jared Kosin is CEO of the Alaska Hospital and Healthcare Association. He says PAs are on the front lines providing rural healthcare, and he says the changes could spell disaster for rural residents.
We would brace ourselves for a massive disruption because you'd essentially be taking people off the line and making it significantly harder and more time intensive to get people who have been qualified all the way up to this point.
Nationally, there's a push to streamline regulations of PAs to increase independence, but Kosin says these regulations appear to do the opposite. Pam Venchin is executive director of the Alaska State Medical Association, which primarily represents doctors in the state. The association helped draft an earlier version of some of the regulations. She says some of the changes are necessary. They're meant to ensure PAs have enough on-the-job experience before they practice on their own in a rural area. But she says the association doesn't support the changes in their current form. She says one big thing that's missing from the regulations is flexibility.
If a community health aide practiced for 10 years as a community health aide, went to PA school and graduated, and wanted to return to their village to practice now as a PA, that makes total sense to me.
And Venchin says it's important the regulations be rewritten to allow a PA to use their entire skill set in an emergency. She gives the example of a patient who goes into labor when a PA is the only healthcare worker around with OBGYN experience.
In an emergency, that's better than nothing. It's better than the taxi driver in the parking lot. And so there needs to be some reason in this picture.
The board will consider the changes at their quarterly meeting in mid-November. If they pass in their current form, the regulations could go into effect in as little as 30 days. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
Juneau is hiring a new police chief. At a pair of town halls this week, the two finalists answered questions from the public and gave presentations about community policing. One finalist is Craig Campbell, who has been employed with the Juneau Police Department since 2002. He said he's enjoyed gaining responsibility as he's moved up through the ranks to lieutenant.
At a chief level, I have the greatest amount of influence to make positive change in the department. And I really feel at this level is like I'm in a position to work with the department, work with the community, and really try to provide a police service that is best for the community.
Campbell said he would focus on addressing staffing problems in the department. Nearly a quarter of its positions were unfilled as of last month. He said retaining staff is at the top of his mind. The other candidate is Derek Boss, who's been a police chief in Eagle, Colorado since last October. Before he took the job as police chief in Eagle, Boss was chief in Brush, Colorado. There, he led an investigation in 2002 that targeted two Colorado school administrators who stored explicit photos of a minor as evidence in a sexting investigation. At the time, a Colorado news outlet reported that such charges were rare, and the investigation divided the town. Three audience members asked him about that.
Colorado law is very black and white. You possess, you committed the crime. We don't know what their intent is. We can't prove what their intent is. but it was highly controversial, largely because of who those individuals were and community connections.
A judge dismissed those charges, and the school board later reinstated both administrators. The city of Juneau is expected to announce their decision early next week.